ایران ایران مشته شده بر ایوان مشته شده بر ایوان ایران 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 رگبار مسلسل ها مشته شده بر ایوان
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the brothers and sisters. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate everyone on the 36th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. So please recite aloud, salawat.
Allahumma salli Muhammad.
Therefore, before we initiate the program, tonight's program, we would like to begin our program with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore I would like to invite Brother Hussein Nia for the Quran recitation and Brother Ali Akad following him for the translation. So please recite aloud salawat and welcome them both.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح
for his forgiveness. Surely he is all for turning to mercy. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
In the name of God, the compassionate and merciful. I swear by the time, most surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good, and enjoin on each other the truth, and enjoin on each other the patience. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Thank you, Brother Hussein Nia and Brother Ali Aqid, for the Quran recitation and the translation. Before we continue the program, we would like to make a few announcements. One of them being that the daycare is being held in room 110 from ages 2 to 4. So if you have any children from 2 to 4, you can. There's a daycare in room 110. Secondly, if you need snacks or refreshments, they're in the back and they're being served. So if you need any refreshments by any chance, you can always go in the back. Now we would like to continue the program by having youth poetry. Therefore, I would first like to invite Sister Rabab Jaffrey to please come up here and recite poetry. So please recite aloud salawat.
It's about the man who brought a change. It's about the man who showed the world the strength of a true believer. It's about the man who sincerely helped the entire humanity feel the true essence of Islam. A fragrance so pure, a fragrance so strong, a fragrance that was being lost and being forgotten. It's about the man who stood up in the face of adversity, in the face of impossibility, in the face of strong, stormy winds, of opposition and hostility. Against his determination, hardships stood no longer. Against his strength of faith, no other soul stood stronger. It's about the man who proved to the Muslims of modern times that was with faith comes God's help. That if for God you take each and every step, that he helps you when you help yourself. That when you are fearlessly advancing towards heavenly goals, the universe will favor you in your role. And if on your back you happen to cast a glance, with a bold, courageous look you will see. Angels from across the world have fallen in ranks behind you, advancing with you, chanting, God is great, God is great. It's about the man who is now in deep sleep and whom death will lovingly shadow, who still lives in the hearts, in the courage, in the strength, in the dreams of those who truly await the coming of their Imam. They still follow him to find a way to go. He breathes in their spirits, they quite clearly know. And finally, it's about the man who each one of us can be if true love of God in our hearts we keep and believe that he loves us much more and believe that he will help us for sure and believe that we can reach our goals and believe that we can too bring a change and we too can be the change. And believe that hard work and prayer for our noble cause will certainly yield the fruit of success. And believe that we will meet our Imam and believe we will help him now. And then when he comes, may Allah help us so. And may Allah help us be so. Amin. Salawat.
Thank you, Sister Rabab. Before we invite our next poet, small announcement. So throughout this whole program for tonight, we'll have a small question and answer. So I will ask a question, one in the brothers and one in the sisters. And if you get it correct, we'll be passing out these coupons that are worth $10. So you can use that $10, turn it in for maybe next Friday after prayers. You can turn it into the kitchen and use that as a source of buying food, or you can actually purchase books for the stalls outside. So we'll start, we'll begin our question and answer for the first session right now. And so if you think you have the answer, just raise your hand and I'll call on to you. And if you're right, maybe you can get the coupon. And the same goes for the sisters. So the first one is, the decree issued by Wali al-Faqih is called what? A, fatwa. B, ijma. 3, hukum. Or D, ijtihad. I heard, well, I'll go with them first. C, what is it called? I'll go again. Well, you're correct though, hukum. You'll get a coupon. For the sisters, so just raise your hands if you think you know the right answer, and you'll get a coupon. A Muslim who accuses another Muslim of apostasy is called what? A kafir, B, munafiq, C, mushrik, or D, takfiri. It's for the sisters. Anyone? Y'all can take a guess too, if in the red. Can you repeat that? D. D, that's correct. She gets a coupon also. Gotcha. Thank you. Alrighty. So now we'd like to continue our poetry session. And so I would like to invite Sister Surur Ali to come up here and recite the poetry she has prepared for the program. So please recite aloud, salawat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is an honor for me to recite this poem about Imam Khomeini, who is also known as the father of revolution. The era in which modernity was at its very extreme, that was the time when Iran was ruled by the Pahlavi regime. The environment was un-Islamic, and even hijab was discouraged. All the haram things were so common, and Islam was discouraged. But now, it's changed, thanks to the rising of a determined man named Ruhullah. The reason of his success was that all his actions were purely for the sake of Allah. He was not a wealthy man, so what made millions of people celebrate his arrival from exile? And in the eyes of the people, the rich and wealthy Shah was vile. Well, Imam Khomeini saved a nation from tyranny. He was a man with so many virtues and qualities in variety. His faith was so strong as he was not after the throne. Praying even as he was passing away, his iman shone. Being so humble, pious, and simple, following the steps of Imam Ali, he is a leader whose leader is Imam Mahdi. Salat. He showed us the importance of women in Islam and taught us to compete in the world with hijab. Scared for himself, Shah jailed Khomeini more than one time. Yet Khomeini's determination to spread Islam remained sublime. Sometimes, whether we are following Khomeini or Shah, it really makes me wonder. So everyone, now is the time we should all think and ponder. Salat.
Thank you, Sister Suru Ali, for the poetry. A small announcement for everyone sitting in the back. If you could accompany the first two rows and just move forward a little bit. Maulana is sitting also alone. So if everyone can sit and approach him and sit in the first two rows, that would be great. Same applies for the sisters also. Salawat. Salawat. So here are your questions again. We'll go to the sisters first this time. And the question is, who amongst these assumed prophethood while still a child? A. Prophet Isa. B. Prophet Yahya. C. Prophet Suleiman. Or D. All of the above. The question is, who amongst these assumed prophethood while still a child? Prophet Isa, B. Prophet Yahya, C. Prophet Suleiman, or D. All of the above? In the maroon, I think. Yes, yeah. All of the above, yes, that's correct. So her coupon, please. You're actually correct, but from the options, it was. For the brothers, the question is, this is a bit difficult. So, one in how many people in the world is a Muslim? A, 3, B, 4, C, 6, D, 8. Yes, brother.
C.
Incorrect.
One of three,
incorrect. He got it. Eight is the incorrect answer also. So one and four. So the fourth person, this is the same individual, same brother. Right here. Now we would like to continue the program. And we have a short list of videos. The first one is a very small clip discussing the importance of the letter from Ayatollah Khamenei recently. The second one is a letter itself consisting of a video along with it. And the third video following it is the analytical aspect and discussing the letter in depth by Sheikh Hamza Sudhakar. So please recite a loud salawat and we'll initiate the video. Salawat. A few announcements before we proceed the program. One is that the art and the technical writing contests are being held in the library, so whoever's participating in that, you can make your way over to the hall and join that contest. Secondly, the individuals, the brothers and sisters in the back getting refreshments, if they can take a seat afterwards and join in the program, because there's too much noise coming from the back, so that would be highly appreciated. Please recite a loud salawat. For the new attendees, just reiterating what we're doing in between each segment of the program, we're having a small Q&A. I would ask a question, give the options, and whoever answers correctly, they receive a coupon in which they can turn it in for a meal, maybe next Friday, next Thursday, or they can turn it in for a purchase of a book in one of the stalls outside in the hallway. So we will continue that. And so The first question, the question on the side is, what is a revolution?
A, bring social changes. B, reform the political system. C, replaces the government in favor of the system. Or D, none of the above. But Charlotte is in charge of selecting and giving the mic to whoever.
Must be C.
Yes, that's correct. You got a good one. A question in the sisters, the same ruling applies. There's a sister with a mic and she will select the individual who gets the opportunity to answer. The question is, Ayatollah Khamenei's open letter is addressed to who? A, all Shia Muslims. B, all Shia in the West. C, all Muslims in the West. Or D, all youth in the West.
The answer is D. She said
D.
That's correct. All right. Now, speaking of the letters, and we had a small detailed explanation providing the letter, the context of it, and then an analytical perspective by Sheikh Hamza Sadagar. The community in Houston has taken the initiative of designing and printing out the letters for distribution. So these are the two copies right here. This is the first one, and this is the second one. As you can see, it's beautifully designed by some of the brothers. And so if anyone wants to volunteer to pick up these letters, Brother Adil, he's standing by the camera. He has a letter. So this, again, this letter is for the youth, your colleagues, your neighbors, any way to create awareness for the true principles of Islam and how it's been written and discussed in the letter by Ayatollah Khamenei. So again, if anyone has any questions or any concerns, or if they like to be a participant in distributing these letters, they can contact Brother Adil in the green by the camera, and he will give them the letter and he can further answer further questions. Now we would like to continue the program, and we would like to invite Brother Ali Mehrab and his companions to recite a poetry in Farsi. So please recite a loud salawat. We have a small, they're preparing the PowerPoint presentation with it also, so I guess we'll continue the Q&A. So again, we'll ask further questions. So I think we ended with the sisters, so we'll start with the sisters this time again. The question is, this is for the sisters. The question is, which of these is not an Abrahamic religion? A, Islam. B, Christianity. C, Judaism. Or D, Zionism?
Zionism. Zionism.
She has the mic, so yeah.
Zionism.
Zionism is the correct answer. Salawat. For the brothers, the question is, what was the reason for the success of the Islamic Revolution? A, politics and non-religious interest. B, isolation and working on the self. C, silence and reasoning. Or E, the way of Karbala, that is a combination of politics and religion.
D. But you just called E, but it was D, like D. Last one, yeah.
D.
You call E, but it's
D. That is the incorrect answer. I guess it's debatable, I guess, yeah. So We'll ask the correct answer. We can, that would make sense too, yeah. What would you suggest? What is the answer? The question is, we're just checking the answer at this point until the PowerPoint starts. The question was, what was the reason for the success of the Islamic Revolution? It was A, politics and non-religious interest, B, isolation and working on the self, C, silence and reasoning, or D, the way of Karbala, that is a combination of politics and religion. We're asking the Maulana, he asked it, so we're just checking the answer.
One more question.
Last one. He's correct. Alright. We'll have the Q&A is after the poetry, so just be leading the mankind. A person who wins the election. B, a person who is appointed by some others. C, person who is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or D, anyone who has good leadership skills. Who has the mic?
It's C.
C is the correct answer. She gets the coupon. Salawat. Questions for the brothers, and that is, was the revolution in Iran a democratic revolution, an Islamic revolution, a socialist revolution, or a theocratic revolution? He has the mic, so he decides.
B, the Islamic Revolution.
I don't have the mic, so they decide who answers the question. So I'm sorry. So please recite aloud salawat, and we will have the recitation. Oh, that's fine.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to this great occasion of the last days of the celebration for Dahiyya Fajr and the explosion of the light in the whole world. We congratulate to all of you and Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Faraja. And these poetry that we're going to read to you, the first one, the brothers, they're going to help, and we all are going to read it. It's for Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi. And the second one is for the Dahiyya Fajr, and there is a PowerPoint with the translation. Inshallah, the brothers, they will put it for you, so you can follow up what we're saying. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Before we start, I would ask you to read the dua Imam Zaman together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kull waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatika alayhi wa ala ba'i. في هذا الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه عرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا رب. آمد نوبهاران، آمد نوبهاران، ای یاران، ای یاران،
آمد نوبهاران ای یاران ای یاران ایران شد گلستان از خون شهیدان از خون شهیدان اتحاد اتحاد رمز پیروزی رمز پیروزی ای امام امت ای ناجی ملت ای ناجی ملت ای نور الهی از نسل احمد از نسل احمد صدا صدای رحمت ندا ندای وحدت ندا ندای رحمت به اوج خود رسیده قیام پاک ملت قیام پاک ملت ای امام امت ای ناجی ملت ای ناجی ملت ای نور الهی از نسل احمد از نسل احمد صدا صدای رحمت ندا ندای وحدت ندا ندای وحدت صلوات اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم
with all the blessing and salam to all the shuhada of the Islam in this majlis that it program that we have there is a mother that is the mother of three shaheed and she is here inshallah all the shahada and especially and then we, of Inqilab inshallah there are mothers that they give any four shaheeds and even no not in a cry came because they love the revolution and they love Islam
ماه پیروزی بهمن آمد فصل بهروزی میهن آمد حاصل خون پاک شهیدان قطر قطر به هم خرمن آمد ماه پیروزی بهمن آمد فصل بهروزی میهن آمد حاصل خون پاک شهیدان قطر قطر به هم خرمن آمد تا که ایران کند جمله آزاد تا نباشد دگر بیم صیاد تا نباشد دگر بیم صیاد با حضور بهار یگانه شد بساط خزان از میانه از درخت رفیع شهادت سر زده صد هزاران جوانه تا که پروانه ها را نگیرن بلبلان در اسارت نمیرن بلبلان در اسارت نمیرن شاهدانی که مرغ بهشتن رسم آزادگی را بهشتن تا شود منتشر دفتر خون لاله ها را به تنها نوشتن تا مذلت دگر پا نگیرد خانه را دشمن از ما نگیرد خانه را دشمن از ما نگیرد جان سپردن دو جانان خریدن بر فنا خط بطلان کشیدن خوش قفس ها یه تن را شکستن از سرا تا سریا پریدن تازه محبس نشانی نماند در قفس خست جانی نماند با حضور بهار یگانه شد بساط خزان از میان از درخت رفیع شهادت سرزده صد هزاران جوانه سرزده صد هزاران جوانه محب پیروزی بهمن آمد فصل بهروزی میهن آمد حاصل خون پاک شهیدان قطره قطره به هم خرمن آمد با حضور بهار یگانه با حضور بهار یگانه شد بساط خزان شد بساط خزان از میانه از درخت رفیع شهادت سرزده صد هزاران جوانه سرزده صد هزاران جوانه صلوات اللهم صل علی محمد وآل محمد.
I want to thank all the brothers and sisters that helped putting the printing and also the PowerPoint presentation. And in the last minute, the brothers that they were helped us, may Allah bless them. Salawat and inshallah, sisters, please go say to the, see the sister that she's here and really get the blessing of the huzur in this majlis. Salawat.
Before we continue with the program, a small, few announcements. There is another there's another Islamic Revolution celebration, this time in the north at Ahlul Bayt Masjid in the north. So that program will be held at 8 p.m. sharp. So please try to make your way over there. You guys are all invited. Secondly, please recite Surah Fatiha for Yunus Qadir, who was martyred in Syria. At the age of 20, he was martyred by bombshells. So please recite a Surah Fatiha for our brother after the loudest of salawat. The program is this upcoming Thursday. So please try to be an attendee and support the program this upcoming Thursday. Now we'd like to go back to our Q&A for the newcomers. This Q&A, I'll ask you a question, I'll give you an options, and if you answer correctly, you get a coupon that can be used as a source of a meal. You can turn that in for a meal, or you can purchase a book. So Brother Muhammad is with the mic, so just raise your hand, and whoever he gives the mic to, you can answer. And so the question is for the brothers this time. According to the thoughts of Imam Khomeini,
were the boundaries of Islamic revolution? A. Iran. B. All Muslim countries. C. The whole of humanity. Or D. None of the above.
C. It's C.
That's correct. He got the. He gets the coupon. The question. This one is for the sisters. So sisters, get ready for this one. How many Waliyul Faqih have we had since the Islamic Revolution? A. 1, B. 2, C. 4, or D. None? It's for the sisters.
B. 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 B.
B as in boy?
B as in boy.
Okay, that's correct. That's correct. Salawat. But on a serious note, I know the you get a free meal or a free book using these coupons. But eventually, I mean, these questions are there to stimulate our thinking, our minds of how we can establish a more of a, more reasoning within our lives and how to ultimately prepare for the Imam of our age. So these questions, all fun and jokes aside, and you know, and everything, but the whole purpose and the design, the reasoning behind having these question and answers throughout this whole program is to help us understand that we are fully capable of making a difference regardless of where we live, because our Imam will establish a global government. So these questions are very much there to enhance our thinking and make us think and ponder of what we can actually be and what we need to, and what is our responsibilities towards the Imam of our time and our role in our time.
I have a question for us.
Our brother has a question for, so go ahead.
And all these people sacrifice their life for revolution. How many millions of people grew out of these people? How many millions are there? And what is their education level? After revolution, shall I answer?
How many millions of people?
And all people went and got killed. Their fruit that they came out. How many millions of people were there? And what is their educational level?
Give a multiple choice.
No, there's only one. I answer myself. The population of Iran increased about 30 million. And out of those 30 million, 99% or 90% have a more than Bachelor of Science degree education. This is what I answer.
Thank you, brother. So now we would like to continue the program, and we would like to play a video of Sheikh Mansour Lagai. And so we have a recording of that, so please recite aloud salawat, and we can view the video and the message that it has for us. Salawat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبو القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Respected scholars, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are here inshallah this evening to celebrate the 36th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. A very unprecedented experience that for the first time in the history of Islam we experience that by the grace of God, the whole of a country is run under the authority of a jurist, our respected, most learned jurists. And this is why I say that's very unprecedented, something that had never happened at the in the history of Islam ever before. And especially with this good intention of paving the way for the coming of our dear Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And hence, wholeheartedly join me, all of us, saying this as Alhamdulillah Alladhi Hadana Lihada وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Alhamdulillah that we leave a time as such to experience and to witness that. Now, the question that I have...
The third place goes to Brother Shaukat. And so if Brother Shaukat is here, please come up and... receive your award.
Second place.
Second place goes to Brother Muhammad Hassan.
So Brother Muhammad Hassan, please make your way up here and receive your award. Salam alaikum.
And first place goes to the sister who obviously made the video, who we showed, and that is Sister Ismat. So please come up here and receive your award. Salawat.
Continue reciting salawat.
Salawat. Now, moving on to our next segment, and we have another small speech in a video format, and that is of Maulana Zafar Bangesh. So please recite aloud salawat, and we will recite
the video.
Thank you. A small reminder, if the brothers and...
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحاب المنتجبين. Committed Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's a great pleasure and honor for me to speak to you on this auspicious occasion. And I'm very grateful to the organizers of this program, the celebration of the 36th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, for giving me this opportunity to share a few words with you. First of all, I'd like to congratulate each and every one of you present in this gathering that you are celebrating this important event. Over the last 10 days or so, millions of people all around the world have been involved in such.
So if anyone is would like to volunteer for distribution, and Brother Adil in the green by the camera has them, and you can pick them up and distribute it to the non-Muslims. Now lastly, following Maulana Badi's speech, we will have dinner, during which we will have an award ceremony for the contestants of the art and technical writing contest, as well as other contests. So with that being said, after Maulana Badi's speech, dinner will be served. Therefore, now please recite aloud salawat and welcome Maulana Badi for the speech and the closing remarks for tonight.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد First of all, I would like to offer my congratulations for occasion of 36th anniversary of Islamic Revolution to our beloved Imam, Imam of the Age, and to the respected Supreme Leader, and to all of you brothers, sisters. And I'm here to thank you and appreciate all of you for participating in this celebration. May Allah bless all of you. I think the time is too late. If I postpone my speech to sometimes else, absolutely you will do dua for me. Only 2 points I want to mention. I know that you never heard about those points. Alhamdulillah, respected scholars pointed very good and important point regarding to the Islamic Revolution and reappearance of the Imam of the Age. And we believe that the Islamic Revolution is not only the sign of universal revolution of the Imam of the Age, but it is the first step and the part of universal revolution of the Imam of the Age. And it is the beginning of this revolution. The second one, as a evidence for my actual statement, is that Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi, 3 months before his demise, he issued a message for occasion of Waladat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam in 15 of Sha'ban. And he mentioned a very important things about the aim and purpose of Islamic Revolution. Imam Rahmatullah alayhi said that all of the authority of Iran, they have to know that the Islamic Revolution which took place in Iran is not limited to Iran. And then said that this revolution is the first point and the first step of the great Islamic Revolution of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And also Imam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave grace to all of the Muslim and all of humanity because he put the time of Zuhur in this century. Imam didn't do dua, he said may Allah hasten reappearance of the Imam. No, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually put the time of the zuhur of the Imam of the Age in this century. This is very important. Only 3 months before the demise of Imam rahmatullah alayh, Imam issued this letter at the time of actually to say congratulation to all of mu'mineen for the birthday of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajib. And the another statement is so important is Allama Hassan Zadu'amuli is one of the very famous ulama in Iran. He's a very pious, he's an arif, now he's very old. He says that all of the sign and condition and circumstances of the world shows that Islamic revolution of Iran is the short appearance of the Imam of the Age. as we have short occultation, said the Islamic revolution in Iran is the short reappearance of the Imam of the age. And this is the Islamic revolution is the Bayn al-Tulu'ayn for the universal revolution and universal government of the Imam of the age. Because Bayn al-Tulu'ayn, it means that between the time which the Salat al-Wajib we can do, Salat al-Subh we can do, Salat morning, and until the sunrise. Between those we say, in this time we say Bayn al-Tulu'ayn. Bayn al-Tulu'ayn is the very close to rising, to sun rising. So the Islamic revolution in Iran is the Bayn al-Tulu'ayn for the Islamic government, universal government of the Imam of the age. I think those gifts is enough for this events, and we should actually bring hope to our family, to our society, to our community, and be ready for the reappearance of the Imam of it. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several verses of Quran and in verse 55 of Surah Nur. And we have countless rabayats about the Zuhur and the condition and circumstances of the world now shows that we are very, very close to the time of Zuhur, and we have to do dua after all of the prayer and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us chance to be alive at that time. I would like to appreciate all of you brothers and sisters and all of the volunteers, all of the board members for this event. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be alive and see the face of the Imam of the age and live at his time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma
assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. And from the bottom of my heart, I want you to thank every one of you for coming and joining us tonight to make this best of the programs, very inspirational gathering, so successful. On behalf of all the volunteers who worked day and night and gathered and put together this nice program, and from the board of directors and everyone else who had contributed toward this program, I thank you from the bottom of my heart and request you a loud salawat for each and every one of them. Inshallah, the program is concluded. I'll make two quick events. One is the award ceremony, which will not take more than 5 minutes. But the second thing is, inshallah, the dinner. What will happen is, we will announce when brothers to stand up. First, the sisters will go to the sisters' dining hall, and then after that, we'll arrange brothers' dinner here. So please be patient, stay seated until you hear from me that the lunches or dinner is being served. So for now, I wanted to request Maulana Badi to one more time come back. I'm going to announce the names of all the participants in all the events we had over past few months and also today. So all the sisters will gather on one side, all the brothers will gather on this side. These are the youth of our community. So when I call the name, whoever is here from sisters will gather on sisters' side, the brothers will gather on our side. I'm gonna go through the names pretty fast so that once you hear your name, I'm not going to repeat it. So give a loud salawat and I'll start the list. I need Sister Zainab Rizvi, first place, category A. On that side, Sister Kinza Haider, Sister Shukaina Saleem, and Muhammad Ali Abbasi. Please come to the front. The second group is Fazle Mir Ghassini, Zahra Naqvi, Daniel Mundrawala, and Sarah Ali. Please come to the front. I'm going to say some more names. Please come to the front and we'll give you your certificates and rewards. I need Brother Zaki Hussain, Brother Ali Rizvi, Brother Muhammad Rizvi, Brother Muhammad Kumail, Brother Hadi Mundrawala, Brother Daniel Mundrawala again. We have Sister Sakina Mirza. We have Sister Dua Sayed. We have Sister Zahra Rizvi. We have Sister Zainab Rizvi. We have Sister Masuma Haider. We have Brother Fazli Abbas Lakhani. We have Brother Ahmed Jafri. And we have Sister Rabab Jafri. Please come to the front and please invite them with a loud salawat. Okay. So who we have here? Call your name.
Hadi.
Hadi Mandrawala. Okay. This is Brother Hadi Mandrawala and
MashaAllah.
And just Hadi. This is for the art competition. This is Daniel Mandrawala for art competition. And Brother Zaki Hussain. That's your
art competition.
Written Majlis Muharram competition. Okay. Who else do we have here? Who's that young child over there?
Abbas Yavi, son of Sister Zainab.
Okay. Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Muhammad Ali, come here. Come here.
Muhammad Kamal or Muhammad Ali?
Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Did I call his name? Oh yeah, Muhammad Ali Abbas. Okay.
Okay, you can give me one of the gift cards.
Yeah.
Muhammad.
This is Muhammad Ali Abbasi.
Say hello, salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala. Okay, whoever doesn't have, come to the front.
Ahmed Jafri.
Ahmed Jafri and... Okay, no problem. Muhammad Rizvi?
Yeah.
Brother Muhammad Rizvi?
Yeah.
Ahmed Jafri? What is your name?
What's your name?
Muhammad Rizvi? You're Muhammad Rizvi?
Thank you.
Okay, the brothers, you can go back, sit in your chairs, then we'll go to the sisters. MashaAllah, we have a lot of sisters. Please give a loud salawat for a lot of sisters. Do we have Sister Dua Sayed? No. Sister Zahra Rizvi?
Allah.
Sister Zainab Rizvi? Oh, there you go. Sister Masuma Haider? Oh, look at that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa
ala Muhammad.
Fazli Abbas Lakhani is not here yet. Okay. And do we have Kinza Haider? Okay.
MashaAllah.
Kinza Haider? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Zainab Rizvi? Sukaina Saleem? Sukaina Saleem? Fazli Mir Ghassimi? Okay. There you go. Sister Zahra Naqvi? Thank you. Mala.
MashaAllah.
Sister Sarah Ali. Sister Sarah Ali. And we have Sister Bob Jaffrey. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Who else did not get their prize? Sister, you got your prizes?
All of them they got, yeah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers, can you come to the front so sisters can go from the back to the sisters' dining hall?
Allah, 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 All